Self is a continuous element for all struggles. Making others a priority opens the door for growing relationships while shifting the focus off self. Today on Growing Hope, we begin working through the second part of Place and Purpose, Put Others Second.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are taking a few minutes to invest in purpose living. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith and Dream Igniter, here to dare you to dream big and live bold. Living out your place in purpose will require bold and purposeful choices. Bold because the world will try to convince you that you are crazy. Purposeful because it's easy to get caught up in being busy about going about much doing without getting anything really done towards your goals. It's simple, really. Just four questions. Why, what, how, and when? The first part of the why we worked through was put God first. The second part of the why is to put others second. Jesus said that we need to love God and then love others, and that everything else would work itself out. It's not always easy to put others before ourselves, especially when you want what you want. It'll have to be intentional. I spent an entire weekend working a book event not too long ago, and I was ready for me time. My whole drive home, I planned out what I was going to do to unwind and relax and just kind of release, you know, from the event. I couldn't wait to get home. Well, my son didn't get the memo. He had no clue about what my plans were going to be, and he had plans of his own. And when I got home, he was all over me. So I had the choice. I could push him away, or I could put his needs over my wants. When it comes to others, it will always be a choice. Always. Consistent choices are the only way that you can develop a habit for putting others second. And for the record, that means they go before you. To put it a different way, practice joy. Jesus, others, then you. You create the habit of putting others second with 5 points. Point one is thoughts. Point two is service. Point three is fellowship. Point four is praise, and point five is prayer. If you're going to put others before self, then you will need to practice. And you will need to practice often. And you're going to have to shift your focus to make the practice work. Like I did with my son, you have to be intentional with the choice to make others a priority, and that practice will help that become your default. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. And when you start with a focus on God, and through that focus, you make the choices that will benefit and bless others, it becomes almost ridiculously simple, or at least ridiculously the default. As you make the choices, you find that putting others first doesn't drain you so much as it infuses you with possibility living. You begin to see possibilities from putting others first. And it doesn't make sense. It's not going to make sense. The world is going to tell you always to put you before others. But when you put others before you, you see things in a perspective that you can't see when you put yourself first. When you put others before you, it comes from a heart of service, an intentional choice to make others the priority. A heart of love. And let's be honest, love makes all the difference. And whatever it is you're doing, if love is the driving force, then love will direct you into direction, will guide you into directions you couldn't have done without love. Without love, it all becomes a struggle, no matter what it is that you're trying to do. When you start practicing putting others first, you will find that love is the element, the key element to making the choice. It's not about wanting people to see that you're putting them first. it has to come from a place of just wanting to serve. And again, from that foundation of love God into that place of service. Because if it's just service without the element of God, then it can become overwhelming and even crush you. Love God, love others. It doesn't have to be any more complicated than that, no matter how complicated we try to make it. Love God, and then through that love, find a way to put others before self. Living out your place and purpose requires putting others ahead of you. Not always easy, but simple. God first, others second. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to expand on this idea and these practice points for putting others second. Growing Hope will be back after these messages.
Is chaos in control of your world? Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all to start with? The whiteboard of world domination helps you harness the chaos, get off the wheel, and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Join Catherine Lang as she walks you through the 6 steps you need to build your whiteboard of world domination. Define your anchor. Define your vision. Balance your 4 blocks of uniqueness. Hone your aim. Break it all down into bite-sized pieces. Set a daily schedule. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com today.
Got hope. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. But hope makes a way. Hope gives you strength. Hope creates possibilities. Hope provides the courage that you need to keep going. And we are committed to growing hope with you, in you, and through you. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. The regular newsletter offers tips, inspirational stories, or scriptures to help grow up hearts that are open to pursue the extraordinary. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are continuing the journey to find our place in purpose. I am Catherine Lang, Focus Coach and Dream Igniter. If you're ready to live bold in purpose, visit harnessyourwhy.com to learn more about the book Place in Purpose. The focus makes the difference for living out your place in purpose. And focus is especially important for pushing past the wants of self to meet the needs of others. Self can get loud and demanding most of the time. But you have to find your way to push around the cries of self and push through the demands self makes so you can purposefully choose to put others first. So point one is thoughts. A shift in thoughts shifts the focus, and a shift in focus changes everything. Think happy thoughts. Think happy thoughts for others, and think happy thoughts about others. Right now, around here, football is huge. I mean, in Alabama, football is not just something you watch. It is almost a religion. As a matter of fact, I know when football season kicks off, get it, kicks off, because football analogies creep into the sermons. So the other day, I noticed that football makes people mean. And I don't just mean the players get mean with each other. I mean, people share insults about other teams they're not even playing, and it's just yucky and mean and nastiness. It's a lot like politics on steroids, and worse. And nastiness is not good for anyone. When you think negative thoughts, you create a negative focus. And negatives never make it easier to do something positive, especially when the positive is what you need to focus on benefiting others. If you're focused on negative, then you will never make it to the positive. They repel each other. It's just not possible. You have to shift to positive thoughts to be positioned to put others before self. The second point, point two, is service. Look for opportunities to do things for others without an expectation of return. You do things as if you're doing them directly to God, because ultimately, you're doing it for God. When you go at your service with the perspective that you're prepared to receive your acknowledgments and thanks from God, not from man, it's going to shift everything. When you stop expecting from others, then you are more open to serving them. I finally got our schedule balanced once. Our schoolwork was in order, chores were getting completed, meals were on the table 3 times a day, and I had notched out specific time to get my writing completed. And then I got a call. And of course the call changed everything, because my friend needed help. Her son had gotten suspended from school, from class, in-house classes, and he was going to have to do them online and needed someone to monitor him. Now, my husband had his teaching certificate, so she knew that because he had his certificate and we homeschooled, that we would be an option. And we said yes. Of course we said yes. It wasn't an easy choice because it required us to adjust everything, not just our schedule, but we had to realign how we did things in the house so that everybody had a space. We did what we needed to do and what needed to be done, and we did it with a focus on God, not on us, and not even on our friends. Ironically, after about a week of working on our schedule, including chores, because I made him do chores, he worked out his problems at school and was back in. Service is not as unto others, but as unto God, and that makes it easier and bolder for serving others. Point three is fellowship. You have to make time, make the choice, and make the change to make others the focus. I confess, I got comfortable staying at home. I mean, 17 years of homeschooling plus a decade of working from home meant I spent most of my time at home. And I got comfortable. The only time I saw others is when they came to our house. So my friend Julie invited me to join her to attend a co-working night in Huntsville. I had to figure out how to make the time, because not only did I have to make the time to go to the event, but also drive to the event, because it was about an hour and a half both ways. And I had to make the choice between my comfort place and investing in my friend, and I had to change my schedule, which I had gotten so comfortable in, which required the extra effort of prepping meals, because when I had to leave was before mealtime. But I followed through, and I fellowshipped with Julie, and I connected with others that led me to commit to leading workshops at co-working night, which pushed me to even more fellowship. Fellowship needs to be intentional if you're going to put others first. Point four is praise. Praise others. Praise them to others. Praise them to themselves. And praise them to God. Praise pivots to the positive. Always. When praise is true and authentic. When my boys were still very young, I had read a book about how to encourage the men in your life. My biggest takeaway was the importance and power of positive words. It was a challenge because boys becoming teens, becoming men, find ways to challenge their 5-foot mom. I would attempt to find ways to compliment authentically, always authentically, what they were doing or what they were attempting, and still find ways to be a guide or a teacher. Along the way, I found that praising while teaching pushed me to see ways to praise that I wouldn't have seen otherwise. The more I praised, the more I was able to see ways to praise. I continued to praise even when others weren't around, and praise became a default. Practice praise makes putting others second easier. In other words, when you practice the habit of praise, then putting others before you becomes almost second nature. Point five is prayer. Prayer changes everything. Heartfelt prayer shifts the focus from self to others. My dad has always been a prayer warrior. Growing up, I always went to him if I knew someone needed prayer for their life. A few years back, he and I were sitting on the back porch having our coffee time like we do, chatting about prayer practices, and that's when he told me how he kept people on his prayer list until that person that put them on the prayer list asked them to be taken off. And I put people on when I was in high school, and it turns out they're still there. And I left them there, just so you know. His prayer life was all about others, and that's what prayer does. It pushes the focus on others instead of on self. Love God, love others. And with these two focuses in place, the rest works out. If you're going to build a life in purpose, then you need to be willing to put others over self. It's really not any more complicated than that. It's not about being a doormat and pushing down what you have to do, but it's about being open to the heart connection. And through that opening with God and in God and through God, you are willing to serve God by serving others. And I think that's the key. It's not about doing to let people see you doing. It is not about the emotions that get stirred up, because emotions will get stirred up when people have a need or you see something. But it's about being led and seeing God at work and then joining God in what he's doing. Because when you see God at work, that's your invitation to join him. That's him saying, hey, let's go do this together. He wants you to be involved in what he's doing. And putting others second is how you come to that place where you are working with him. Or, let's be honest, he does all the work. We just show up. We show up, he shows out. And so we love him, and through our love of him, we see him at work. And when we see him at work, we join him in that work. And through our joining, we are servicing, being a service to others. And through that service to others, we are growing up into our own place in his purpose and design. So ultimately, everything that we're doing and investing in comes back to what is it that God has uniquely designed you to do, and how are you to do that in his purpose and design? The more you practice, the easier it becomes. You are designed to live out a place in God's purpose that only you can fulfill. The more you practice putting others before self, the stronger you stand in your place. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, and when we come back, we'll set up this foundation for living bold.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Are you ready to break out of the ordinary into the extraordinary? Did you know that you were designed on purpose for a purpose, and that your purpose is unique in all the world? Place and Purpose offers 4 questions to begin unlocking your uniqueness and then creating a plan to pursue your purpose with boldness. Order your copy by visiting www.katherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and CompuTech.com. It is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are working through the focus of putting others second when it comes to living out our place in God's purpose. So God first, others second. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, sharing a little twisted encouragement to keep your day fun and interesting. You can join me over at snarkyrainbows.com for a daily dose of hope. If you're struggling to find your purpose and your place in God's purpose, then let's talk. You can set up a free 30-minute jumpstart coaching session with me at coachforfocus.com. Now, hope helps. Hope helps you dare to do more, and it helps you to dare to put others before self. If you're going to understand and walk out your place in God's purpose, then you have to be about more than self. You have to be about more than what you're going to get out of it. So you love God first, and through that love in God and of God, you love others. It's not always easy to push the self down because self is very determined and very loud. But it helps to start with a foundation of putting God first. When you put God first, then putting others second is a little easier, but it's still going to require practice. I had a lot of work to do. The content projects I had been piling up because of things that I had, I procrastinated, I confess, but they were there. I had to get them done. I was also working on a second draft of a book, and my husband walked in and said, "Are you going to watch the ball game with me?" Football, for those who are confused. I am not a football watcher, and I could have told him all about the piles of stuff I had to do, and I could explain that I don't really have any desire to watch football games, and I could have even reminded him how much I annoy him when we're watching football because I don't take it serious enough, and it doesn't matter what sport it is. I'm always looking for the positive, and I have a tendency to say, "Oh, that was a great catch," or "Oh, that was an amazing play," no matter which team does it. But I made the choice just to sit and watch with him. I even managed to hold back on some of my positive comments. Okay, a few of my positive comments. Okay, I didn't say them as loud as I normally would. I chose to put him over me. And when the game was over, I actually was I had a refreshed focus. I was smiling and laughing, and I was ready to get things done. Plus, his team won. So my husband had all this positive energy to put to work, and he went and cleaned the kitchen. Putting my husband before self brought benefits I wouldn't have imagined possible. Putting others before self seems like it would steal from you. That's what the world's going to try to convince you, that it's going to take away from you. But when you invest in others, you invest in you in ways you never would have been able to do otherwise. You have a place in God's purpose. You were designed for such a time as this. You are right here, right now, for a reason. The heart seed that was planted in you from the beginning will grow you up into that place of His design. Are you ready? Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. Sharing with you encourages me to dig deeper and to dare bolder. Fueling your pursuit of big dreams inspires me to do more. So if you're struggling with your journey in any way, I'm just a click away. You can go over to coachforfocus.com and schedule a free 30-minute jumpstart call today. And we can talk about where you're going, what you're doing, and why. Working with others, sharing with others, and connecting with others makes this journey better, but it also makes it easier to stand in your unique design. Because we are stronger together. Remember, the 3-strand cord is harder to break? And sometimes you need that extra kick of stronger to be able to withstand what the world throws at you. Because the world will throw everything at you, including the kitchen sink. But you have a place and purpose, and if you dare to live in that place and live out that place, then you can dominate the world. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.